This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's Monday, August 3rd, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the beginnings of the presidential horse race as it's about to begin. Actually, it begins tonight, not even this next Thursday. Tonight, there is going to be a debate in New Hampshire. There's going to be quite a few participants, 14 GOP candidates. Although Donald Trump will not be there, a couple others like Huckabee will not be there. The vast majority of them will be there. We're going to talk about the horse race when we come back. This segment, I would like to read you something that Norman Lear said. And, of course, this is from Entertainment Weekly. He was addressing an association in the Television Critics Association in Beverly Hills. And of course, Norman Lear is the guy who produced All in the Family, The Jeffersons, many big hit shows. I guess they were back in, what, the 70s? Yeah, it was the 70s, I think. I got to think back a while. It's been a long time since I watched television. So I guess it was in the 70s. Anyway, this is what he had to say about politics. This is the Drudge Report had a link to this. It might still be up. He says, everybody knows me to be a progressive or a liberal or a lefty or whatever. I think of myself as a bleeding heart conservative. You will not F with my Bill of Rights, my Constitution, my guarantees of political justice for all. But does my heart bleed for those who need help, who aren't getting the justice that this country promises them, the equal opportunity that the country promises? Yes, he says. I'm a bleeding heart, but I think myself to be a total social conservative. The people who are running just don't seem to have America on their mind. Not the America I think about. When I was a kid, we were in love with America. As early as I can remember, there were civics classes in my public school. I was in love with those things that guaranteed freedom. Before I learned that there were people who hated me because I was Jewish. This is Norman Mailer. He said, I had a Bill of Rights. I had a Constitution. Those words out of the Declaration of Independence that protected me. And I knew that because we had civics in class. We don't have that much in the country anymore. So before World War II or shortly later, we were in love with America because we understood what it was about. And that's what we were in love with. And I believe he's, I think I saw somewhere in here, it's been a couple of days since I looked at this article. I think he was 93 on Monday. Let me tell you something. Yeah, he's exactly right. Our children are not taught in the government's schools about the Bill of Rights. They're not taught that they have dignity as an individual. They're not taught that they possess certain rights inherently. As an individual. That's what the Declaration of Independence was about. That's what our country was about. They're not talking about that anymore. Today, we have school systems that are set up with a Brave New World curriculum, sexualizing our children at a very early age, totally sexualizing them. We forget about the Bill of Rights. We teach cops to shoot first. I'm not 93. I'm far from 93, but this is not the America I grew up in. This is not the America I want to be a part of. This is not the America I want my children, my grandchildren to live in. We're going to change this. We must change this. We will not be able to survive this if we do not change it. When we look at these plans that our government has for us, isn't it just make your head spin? To see the things that Alex Jones has been talking about for a long time. The fact that people used to make fun of him because he would put something over the camera on his monitor. Now it's common knowledge. Everybody knows that everyone from the government to hackers can look at anything in your house with the technology that they have. And even though our government has been caught time and again breaking the law, they get away with it. And at the meantime, they're looking at a battlefield where they have augmented humans, superhumans, with implants in them, controlling autonomous killing machines, operating in swarms with directed energy fields and force fields. This is insane. If we don't stop it, that will be the future that our children have. Stay with us.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com to discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 3rd, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining us at the bottom of the hour is going to be Jakari Jackson. We're going to talk about some updates on some gun control issues, things that are happening throughout the country. We're also going to take a look at the Alamo rally that we had some time ago for open carry. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to get back to the news. We're going to take a look at the horse race. It begins tonight. Starting gate is tonight in New Hampshire. They're going to have the very first debate. A few days later, on Thursday, we're going to have the big Fox News debate. So we're going to talk about both of those. Before we do, I just want to let you know that we have extended free shipping for one more week. We know that a lot of people are on vacation. A lot of people did not take advantage of the free shipping we had for the month of July at InfoWarsLife.com. We had it up on the site. We really didn't talk about it much until the last week or so. And so as a thank you to you, we've extended this one more week. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are available with free shipping. Products like OxyPowder. OxyPowder is the all-natural oxygen colon cleanser that's available at InfoWarsLife.com. It's scientifically formulated to gently cleanse the colon, and it doesn't require time off from work. Whenever you look at our site, you can see product reviews there. It's a good way to make up your mind to get a feel for what the product is about. Let me read you one of the reviews about Oxy Powder. This is from Frog in British Columbia, Canada. He says, this is the most effective intestinal cleanse I've ever experienced in over 40 years of experimenting. It has no side effects except the obvious cleansing of the stomach and intestines. It is apparently oxygen-based and has to be healthy with zero risk except for the risk of not getting to the bathroom in time, perhaps, he says. Four pills seems to keep working for me the whole week. When using this product, my overall sense of well-being is incredible. Thanks, InfoWars. Well, thank you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting this operation. That is what supports our operation, the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, you can get those this week for free shipping. We've extended that as a thank you this week, one more week. During the previous segment, I know a lot of people are getting the news during that segment on a lot of station affiliates. We were talking about Norman Lear. I started to say Norman Mailer. I know Norman Mailer died a few years ago. Norman Lear, of course, the producer of All in the Family, The Jeffersons, many shows that were very popular in the 70s. He was 93, and he talked to a film critic organization in Beverly Hills, and he was talking about how things have changed since he was a kid. He says, when he was a kid, he was in love with America. I'll just paraphrase this. I won't read the whole quote like I did in the last one. He was in love with America. They taught in civics classes and public schools that he was guaranteed freedom because he had a Bill of Rights, because he had a Constitution. He said, because of those words and the Declaration of Independence that protected me. He says, I knew that because we had civics in class. We don't have that much in the country anymore. That's true. As I was pointing out, we now have essentially in our schools, as we pointed out over and over again, a Brave New World, sexualizing the children, a prison environment. I wonder what Norman Lear would think about if he went to a typical school today. It looks like you're going into a prison. You've got metal detectors. You've got police roaming the halls. In many cases, like we did here in Bastrop, there was a fight between some students. One guy was trying to break it up. There was nothing going on. You could see it from the surveillance camera. And this cop, the security cop, which we didn't have even when I was in school, certainly not when Norman Lear was there, this cop comes up, tasers this kid, and he goes straight down on the concrete floor and has brain damage, permanent brain damage from that. That's the kind of world we live in now. I wanted to read you this article and tell you about an experience I had 25 years ago. This article, I'll just read you the headlines. A teenager sues the police after being jailed for 40 days over a snowball and then cleared of wrongdoing. So they threw a snowball or something. So they put him in jail for 40 days. They don't charge him. That's the America we live in today. Let me tell you, 25 years ago, in the neighborhood where we had a retail store, it was a snow day. Snow didn't happen that often in North Carolina. When it did, they shut everything down. On this particular street, it was a very steep street, and it was filled with snow. Nobody was driving, going anywhere. Everything was stopped. The parents went out on the street with their children, and they were sledding down the street. And some cops came up and told them they had to stop. And the parents said, well, we've got this street blocked off. We're not letting anybody come in here. Nobody's getting out. It's very, very heavy snow. So, no, you can't do that anymore. And they started getting horsey with the people. They're bossing people around, threatening to arrest somebody, just like we see with this story here today. And what happened, and it made the front page of the Cary News, Cary, North Carolina, everybody on that cul-de-sac started throwing snowballs at the police, and they left. They ran them off with snowballs, throwing snowballs at them. Today, that wouldn't happen. What do you think would happen today? I think they'd just start beating, tasering, and shooting people because that's what they've been taught by the federal government. That's the curriculum that they teach in the police academies. That's the rules of engagement that they have for us civilians. You hear the terms, the military terms, rules of engagement, civilians? That's what we see in today's America. We must stop this. We must turn this around. Do you hear any of this happening with the presidential candidates? Do you hear them talking about these issues? I don't think so. Today we have the horse race starting. Listen, this is how it's going to sound tonight.
Into the stretch. Lady Mutata, my wife knows everything.
My wife
center
knows
of the
everything.
Track, the wife doesn't know. Into the final furlong, my wife knows everything. The wife doesn't
yeah, it's
know.
A horse
They're
race.
1-2. Of course they are.
And I think
my
these they got these, this horse race the between a couple of different
know.
Horses
my
and this race announcer. I don't know if this is for real or not. But I do know that the one of the horses in this race is not going to make the final cut for the big debate coming up on Thursday. That would be the horse. He's got glasses now. That's Perry. He's in 11th place. Looks like he's not going to make the main cut. He's going to be on the junior varsity team for the Fox debate. That means they're not going to be in prime time. I guess he's not ready to be a prime time player yet in this. And, of course, those rules, they say, are taking center stage. Washington Street, Wall Street Journal says that it's largely because there's 17 contenders. They're only going to allow 10 on Thursday on Fox News. Who will make the primetime cut, they say? Well, they're going to relegate candidates to a second-tier event. I don't know when that's going to be, but it will be on Fox News, I guess. Here's what Rick Santorum said. Finally, I agree with something that Rick Santorum said. He said, national polls mean nothing. Unfortunately, the networks and the Republican National Committee have gone along with this irrelevant measure of legitimacy, of candidacy, and then have the ability to influence who's in the top 10 by the amount of coverage they get and the amount of advertising dollars. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie also said about Donald Trump, he said that his lead could start to erode if he's forced to provide more details on his policy agenda. He said anybody can do well for a month in this business, especially if you have talent and you have personality, and Donald has both of those things. Isn't that interesting? Anybody can do well in this business, and it is a business for them, folks. It is a phony business. It is a horse race business. It's a casino business. Do you have a stake in this? You know, there's a lot of people who have big stakes in this. We talked yesterday about all the money that Planned Parenthood got from Hillary Clinton's State Department. They made a $3.5 million donation to some of the causes that were important to Hillary Clinton. And just from the State Department, they got $100 million. That's about a 3,200% return on investment. Now, why wouldn't these people play this horse game? They've got a big stake in this. These guys have got big bets riding on these horses. But, of course, what do you have riding on them? Are you going to get 3,200% return on your investment like Planned Parenthood? Are you going to get billions of dollars worth of contracts from people that you gave maybe $1 million to run for office? No, you're not going to get that. What are you going to get? Your only stake is your individual liberty. Who is standing up for that? That's what you need to look at. Who are the candidates that are going to shut you down on that? And understand that they've got this game rigged in both ways. The wife knows everything. The wife knows nothing. They're neck and neck, as you just heard in that. Okay? They've got these horses. They own all the horses. They've got their bets covered. No matter which way this thing breaks, they're going to win. The only way you're going to win is if you can find something to do that is going to get you more individual liberty. Bring back the rule of law. Is there anybody talking about that? Make that person the focus of your attention. Try to get that person attention. I don't think that anybody, as I've said many times, I don't think anybody is going to be able to go to Washington and save us. Not Mr. Smith, not a messiah. People who think that everything is over, we've got to back candidate A or candidate B. Donald Trump, if we don't get Donald Trump, everything is over. If you don't support Donald Trump, you support Hillary Clinton. Look, Donald Trump supports Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump gave the Clintons millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, okay? The wife doesn't know anything. The wife knows everything. That's the horse race that we got in front of us. Tonight, there's going to be a debate in New Hampshire. 14 of the 17 Republican candidates for president plan to participate in a candidate forum in New Hampshire tonight. This is going to be on C-SPAN at 7 p.m., from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. And they say, of course, this is not a debate. Candidates will each have about 5 minutes to answer questions individually. Of course, none of these things are debates. We're not going to have any real debates. There might be some back and forth or people yell at each other, but this is not a debate, as everybody knows. It's not a debate. But it'll begin tonight. And then, of course, we'll have the big debate in prime time on Thursday where Frank Luntz will do his horse race thing. He'll tell you who's ahead, who's winning, who's nudging up on this particular one. Hillary Clinton, she's got a summer slump. She's running as hard as she can. I mean, I'm reading this literally off of the LA Times. She's running as hard as she can. Her numbers are down, but she's trustworthy and honest. She got mixed reviews with her policy speeches. This is the nonsense of the horse race. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Show, Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We were just talking about the horse race. We're just getting into Hillary Clinton. You know, she's got a big problem. People are looking at her, and they don't like her. It's not just her summer slump. She's got massive criminal indictments waiting in the wings. That's a pretty dangerous place for your candidate to be. So we've got Maureen Dowd saying, maybe we ought to run the CEO of Starbucks. They're getting pretty desperate. Joe Biden, they're talking about running Joe Biden. That's how desperate they are. And, of course, Joe Biden is channeling his late son, saying that, well, he would have wanted me to run and everything. So he's going for that angle to get into the race. But, yeah, Joe Biden, maybe the CEO of Starbucks. I don't know. Let's cast the net pretty wide. So what she got to do? She's got to make herself likable. You know, The Onion, which kind of leans heavily to the left, even ran a thing about Hillary Clinton saying that she was suspended by the FEC for 3 weeks because she spit on her staffers. That's the arrogance of this lady. Even the left knows that. So she's going to run some television ads, $2 million of television ads, all about her mom. Let's listen to a little bit of this. I don't know if we can get all the way through of it.
Her parents abandoned her when she was just 8 years old. She was mistreated, but she never gave up.
Vintage pictures.
And she taught me to do the same. My mom's life and what she went through are big reasons why standing up for kids and families became such a big part of my life.
She's America's grandmother.
She could have gone to a big firm, but instead went to work for the Children's Defense Fund. In Arkansas, she fought for school reform to change lives forever. Then as First Lady, she helped get health care for 8 million kids. You probably know the rest. The senator who made sure the heroes and families of 9/11 got the care they needed.
Okay, that's enough.
The Secretary of State who...
She's running as America's grandmother. That's how Hillary Clinton wants you to see her. That is a huge stretch by anybody's imagination. So what does she do? She pulls up vintage pictures of her mom. And when they finished with all the vintage pictures of her mom, they showed some pictures of Hillary talking about when she was a young lawyer. I've seen some pictures of Hillary Clinton. I've heard some recordings of Hillary Clinton when she was a young lawyer. I heard her cackling about how she got off a rapist on a technicality. Heavy Southern accent at the time. She was very young. But, yeah, that's the kind of cynical Hillary Clinton I know. The kind of Hillary Clinton we're going to make sure you know as well. Democrat debates, well, they seem to have vanished. There were six scheduled, but, of course, there seem to be none in the works. Tonight, there will be a Republican debate in New Hampshire. There will be 14 GOP candidates out of the 17 that have announced that they're going to run. Donald Trump will not be a part of that. I think it's a pretty smart idea for him to sit back and watch the other guys go after each other before the big primetime debate on Thursday. Donald Trump is very smart. You got to give him that. And he's also a straight talker, and he expresses the anger that people have, which we don't see that kind of compassion from other people. Take a look at this article from Politico. You've got Carly Fiorina targets Bush, Clinton, and the media at a Koch-funded summit. Yes, there was a summit with the Koch brothers this last Saturday. You had Jeb Bush and four others, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Carly Fiorina, Scott Walker, all went there hat in hand looking for money and approval from the Koch brothers. And this is what Carly Fiorina's take on it. She says, I think Donald Trump taps into the same thing I hear out there all the time. People are tired of sanitized sound bites. They're tired of bumper sticker rhetoric. They're tired of fancy speeches and no results. They're tired of a lot of talk and no action. But I think she misses it. She says, how is she going to do better than Donald Trump in this? She says, well, it's our tone. We have to have a nominee who's both a fighter and empathetic, strong yet evidences humility. We can't be judgmental. We can't be vitriolic. We can't be angry. Baloney! You need to get angry. Anybody that is not angry when they see what's going on with our country is an idiot. That's why none of these people are getting any traction except for Donald Trump. He's the only one that expresses outrage at the outrageous actions of our current government. I don't agree with his solutions, but at least he's got outrage about this. If Carly Fiorina thinks she's going to get somewhere by being empathetic, non-vitriolic, not angry, not judgmental, you're not even going to get out of the gate. This is ridiculous. She did have a good line about Clinton. She said that Clinton doesn't understand technology. She guarded her private email server from hackers by using two Secret Service agents. Yeah. That's funny. But you know what? That isn't really going to get you anywhere. And we're not going to get anywhere if we just stick to sound bites. We need to understand what's going on. Donald Trump opposed TPP, but he opposed it because he thought that Obama couldn't negotiate a good deal. Not because it's a subversion of our country. It's illegal. It's going to destroy our sovereignty. That's why you should oppose it, because we have something called the Constitution. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with a report about the anti-gunners at the Alamo and with Jakari Jackson. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
And don't tell me that I'm a weirdo because I'm upset about this. I'm just sick of dishonorable trash.
Supreme Cobra Commander!
You're failures! You think I'd sell my family out like you, dirtbag?
This is the heart of 1776. It wasn't one of the reasons that the war against King George began. It was the central, main, final reason at Lexington and Concord. And it wasn't one of the reasons there was a rebellion against the dictator Santa Anna, later thrown out in Mexico proper. It was the main, central reason they met at Washington on the Brazos, where my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather helped kick the whole thing off to say, we're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
That was just an excerpt from my Alamo speech back on October 20th, 2013 in San Antonio, Texas. They said that open carry was illegal, even though state law said we could. They had a phony local law that was trumped. Over 1,500 Americans, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, together, gave the first political speech that's been allowed since the Alamo was rebuilt. It was just a warehouse and turned into a shrine. One of the state officials did the right thing and allowed this to happen. Very, very excited about that. And I was able to give a speech. I got so excited I blew my voice out, something I rarely do. But then we're walking down the street and saw the mainstream media covering a bunch of anti-gunners funded by Bloomberg. So we went over and they freaked out on us. And it's just such a dichotomy how fearful these people are and how they blame gun owners for what's happened to them or people they know. I mean, if somebody runs over you with a Ford truck, you don't blame Ford, you blame the crazy person with the car. Somebody stabs you or beats you to death with a Louisville Slugger, you know, your family doesn't blame the Ginsu knives or Louisville Slugger. That's common sense, so why do we blame the guns? But it's just like some crazy goes and kills nine people in South Carolina, we blame white people and the Confederate flag. It's just politics so absolutely dumbed down to the most mindless level. So I thought on this August 3rd global transmission, it's good to kick a Monday off remembering that everybody else except for Switzerland has been disarmed. And countries that are disarmed always devolve into tyrannies. So, you know what? If you don't like Second Amendment, get out of the country. And stop throwing your guilt trips where you try to guilt us into turning our guns in so we can live in a hellhole like South Chicago, New York, or D.C. Go to those places to be fed on by predators. We don't want to be victims. Do you got it?
We want to interview the moms, the marching, what, Million Mom March, or whatever they are. You know where they are? Down there, maybe?
We have no idea about that.
Roger that. We can't even find them. So we're going to go look for them and ask them a few questions about why they like gun control, why they like statistically more deaths, and why they like Mexico. So, but we're trying. We can't even find them anyway.
Are you the head of the local organization?
No, I'm not. I'm the head of the local.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. Yeah. Hi. So tell us about what you're doing here today.
Well, I would prefer to have just a moment to talk to you off camera before we, you know, you bring your cameras in to our event. Is that okay?
Well, he's just right there.
No,
he's
on.
It's just First Amendment. You're a public group. We're just wondering.
I thought this was to raise awareness.
If crime rates have dropped 49% since 1992 because of gun ownership increasing, why would we want to be like Mexico, where they've taken all the guns, they have the highest crime rate in the world, or Chicago?
Okay, I'm not going to stand here and be bullied by you into having a conversation that is not.
She just rammed into me.
I know. I came over to ask you to please.
Wow, you just that's like assault.
Yes.
Isn't this a public event?
Why did you touch me?
Because I don't like you.
You don't like me?
No.
Why?
Why did you leave her alone? We're having a peaceful time here.
Well, I just don't want anybody to touch me. You already slammed into me. You're not going to touch me, are you, sir?
Go away. We don't want you here.
What's wrong? We're so friendly.
Public event is this. We don't want to.
We thought you wanted press. We're press. We're here to be friends.
Okay, round and go.
It went really well. We're going to have more of them. We're going to take our civil rights back.
You're taking your civil rights.
Just like in 1776.
Who took your civil rights?
They've taken the guns in Chicago, New York, D.C.
Taking your guns?
Feinstein says the goal is to ban all the guns. It says right here.
Nobody's trying to take your toys.
They haven't taken the guns?
Assault weapons.
Ban assault weapons.
No one's trying to take
They're
the
not
guns.
Trying.
It says right here.
Wait.
That's all semi-auto.
Shut up and let me talk.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You are not saying that correctly. We want to ban, she wants to ban assault weapons in the, Diane Feinstein, you're the one that brought her up.
But Bloomberg wants a total ban.
Wait. But they don't want to confiscate people that already
Did they confiscate guns in New Orleans?
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion. Sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. And instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Have they banned the guns in Chicago and New York and D.C.?
No, they have not.
Mayor Bloomberg, how are you doing? Jason, I grew up in Brooklyn. Okay. In the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
You will get right back to you.
You'll get back to me?
They have not banned the guns.
They have
you do not want our guns. That's well, good.
Want your guns.
Good.
We don't want you here.
Santa Ana wanted the guns.
Reality statistics, you're very upset. We're very sorry that we brought facts and reality.
What about the 49% drop in violent crime since 1992 because of gun ownership going up? I'm a libertarian. Shake my hand. Come on. Want a hug? How about a hug? How about a hug? Come on. Come on. I support. Yeah, here.
We're being nice about this whole thing.
Yeah, how about be friends? Here. What's your name?
Matt.
Yeah. Matt, listen, you know Hitler was for gun control.
It's going to be 1776 again, isn't it?
Well, we're trying to avert. We're trying to avert 1776.
Once you bring up Hitler, you're obviously not serious about the conversation.
Oh, no, but Lenin and Stalin and Mao.
Stalin, Hitler.
It's just Santa Ana, they all came to take the guns. Governments don't try to take the guns. Well, here's like people that like gun control ban them all in like Chicago, New York, and D.C. So why wouldn't we think that there's really a plan to register them and take them? If they've taken them other places. Real question.
Why do you assume I'm for that?
No, but I'm saying the bills they're trying to move forward. The mayor pro tem of Austin said, once we register your guns, we will confiscate.
That there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
You may be one of the more moderate members, but that's the point. It says ban assault weapons, which is even semi-automatic, and ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. This is a Bloomberg. You guys don't take money from Bloomberg. No money from Bloomberg.
Your rally that you think was so successful, it's so well accepted in Texas, was not accepted nationwide.
And that'll be used to get guns other places. I know, but here's the deal. We are desensitizing people. Just like you guys say, the Attorney General said we've got to brainwash people that guns can't even be seen.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
So we're not brainwashing, we're reversing. We're openly saying, look, we have a right to own guns.
I don't want people walking around with assault rifles on their backs, walking into Walmart, Starbucks. We don't need
that. But you like cops with guns everywhere.
Yes, I want the cops to have guns.
Here's the deal.
Yes.
We're going to have the guns everywhere, and if you guys try to take them,
I don't want
1776.
You know what a gun grab is? It's something that nobody in this country wants.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
A gun grab is something that nobody in this country wants.
Sir, all I can say is you are really getting in my space, like your wife came over and pushed up against me.
Why don't you back up?
No, I'm not going to back up. Good. You're the one got in my space.
You know,
look at this guy.
Stop.
All right, go ahead. Listen, I don't want to beat an old guy up, so don't touch me, all right?
This guy could take you out in a heartbeat.
I bet he could. I'm not violent.
Why do you think it's okay to sell a gun to someone that you don't know that's not been through a background check?
Should we have a background check for bathtubs every time we take a bath?
We should have a background check for guns.
Should we have a background check for knives?
You don't believe in a background check?
No. Have you heard about...
We all know it's a registration. We have your documents.
Have you read the bill 1565 that says it's against the law to keep a registration, and it's a $15,000
fine. But they've caught them keeping it. They've caught them keeping it.
What do you think about knives?
Myself.
I mean, there's
Ronnie,
a knife assault.
You're giving them what they want. Don't do it anymore.
Listen, don't listen to the facts. Don't listen to the statistics. Just yell at us and call us names. That's the only thing that works.
Did you know assault rifles are used in 2% of crimes?
I know an assault rifle was used to murder my daughter in Aurora. I know that.
Well, I'm sorry that...
Yeah, you're sorry.
I didn't curse your daughter. I mean, that's the big issue, is there's probably 5 people here against the guns. And they're claiming it's probably true. There's a guy had a lot of sadness in his eyes that it's his loved one that was lost at Aurora, and that's basically our fault. And the media is preying on these victims of gun control and gun free zones like movie theaters, schools, and military bases, where the SWAT team was ordered to stand down at the Naval Yard. They are preying on us, and they're preying on people that have had loved ones that are lost in our pain to then blame others that have the right to self defense. When overall, in the aggregate, guns are saving more lives than they're losing by 40-plus percent to 1. If you look at just 20 years ago, it was 20 plus times a gun was used to stop crime or murder. Now it's 40 plus times on average. And so I'm like, here's the average. I'm sorry bad stuff happens. It's like cars. God forbid my daughter die in a car wreck. I'm not going to then go out. If it's a drunk driver that did it, I'm going to blame him. I'm not going to blame Ford or Chevy. These people don't get they've lost. We know who they are. We're the liberals. Thomas Jefferson's a liberal.
Again, that was Alex Jones, and that was the open carry rally that we had. InfoWars was a large part of that. Alex spoke at the Alamo, and you could see the interaction with the people there who wanted more gun control. Look, you're not going to control the guns. You're going to control the people. That's what this is about. None of these background checks have stopped any criminals from getting guns. What they have done is create victim disarmament zones, just as we see even in our military. Alex is talking about the Navy Yard shooter. Of course, we've had the Fort Hood shooter. We've now had just recently the shooter who came after military recruitment stations because our government doesn't even trust its own soldiers with guns. It doesn't trust us either. That's why we need to have this. It's not just to protect ourselves, but it is as a check against government power. Jakari Jackson is joining me now to talk about this, but before we do, real briefly, I want to let you know that we have extended free shipping at InfoWarsLife.com. It was something we had for the month of July. We didn't really push it that much in July until the very end of July, and a lot of people we know are on vacation, so we wanted to, as a thank you to you, extend it for one more week. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com you can get with free shipping, and we have an extra special for Silver Bullet. If you buy two Silver Bullet, you get two for free. That's 50% off. Right now, we normally sell out of Silver Bullet during the winter months. We have it in stock right now. It's our 30 parts per million colloidal silver and a deionized base of pure water. And you can get free shipping this week. Again, that's at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Jakari, you were at that rally when we had that. That was pretty amazing. We were both laughing as we were looking at these videos going back there. But, of course, it's taken a whole new direction now, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, it has. And just a little bit of background on the open carry rallies. How the whole thing got started with such momentum was the arrest of Master Sergeant C.J. Grisham, U.S. Yes. Army, now retired. This guy was a veteran. Well, he was active duty at the time. He was walking around kind of backwoods Texas, and he had a rifle on him because there's a lot of wild game out there. There's wild hogs and all this. So he's out there walking around with his son. He encounters a police officer. The officer's like, why are you walking around with the gun? He's like, I'm trying to protect myself from these wild animals.
And he's got a shoulder.
Yeah, he has a shoulder. He's not carrying in a manner calculated to cause alarm. And the officer basically arrests him. I think the charge was, quote, rudely displaying a firearm.
Yeah.
And then
roughed him up pretty
much. Yeah. And then going to San Antonio, guys get arrested, open carrying, which is completely legal in the state of Texas to open carry your long gun. So they arrest people out there, and people say, we've had enough of this, so we're going to have a big open carry rally at the Alamo. It was the first one ever. I don't think just open carry rally, just like official rally anywhere. Jerry Patterson helped us out with that, and big thanks to him. So, you know, you had about 1,500 people out there, not all of them carrying, but many people came and interacted. And as soon as this thing was over, Dave, you've seen the video, the police come up and tell people you have to leave.
Yeah.
And he's like, the rally's over. He's like, my Second Amendment's not over. You know, and
they started picking on people. When there's 1,000 people, the cops were taking pictures of us from the
from shooting out of windows and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. But then when it was over and as people started leaving and there was just a few people left, they started it right again, started picking on people like that. You were at the state capitol when they came after, and I think they arrested, didn't they, a guy that had a black powder pistol, which is not even considered a firearm.
Right, under Texas state law, a black powder pistol, which is basically a pirate gun. You go watch Pirates of the Caribbean, that's the same kind of guns that these guys had. And he wasn't even on the Capitol grounds. He was in front of the fence, and they arrested him anyway. And I've seen many other people, some of the open carry guys, C.J. Grisham, all these other guys, Justin DeLosh, Lone Star Gun Rights, all those guys as well. So it's a big problem. But to anybody who would say the open carry movement has been a black eye to firearms rights, they just recently passed a concealed carry of your pistol and also your open carry of your pistol. Now, it's not constitutional carry, something that they wanted to get, but it's still a step in that direction. So,
that's right.
And these were the guys who were out there. You know, Grisham, CJ, Justin DeLosh, all these guys. They're the guys who've been out here for a long time campaigning for this, and it's actually their actions that I think had a large
Absolutely.
Presence.
We're not, we had our rights taken by us incrementally, by incremental infringement. That's exactly what they knew would happen in the Second Amendment. That's why they say that. They say, you know, the right to keep and bear arms will not be infringed. They knew it would be a gradual process, just like somebody taking their fence and moving it onto your property and then leaving it there for a while. It's like, okay, that's mine now. Then moving it a little bit further. And so now we're taking back our property, which our rights are our property as well. Taking it back little by little. Of course, as you pointed out, it's not constitutional carry. I think you still need to have a concealed carry license in order to open carry your
pistol. You still need to have open carry license.
Yeah.
Carried. But also, it was AJ who I kept saying. I meant to say CJ, but I meant to say AJ. But yeah. I have an article here, David, I want to point out, and I didn't preview the guys to this, so I'm kind of shooting from the hip here. But we were talking earlier about the First Amendment versus the Second Amendment, and we have an article from the New American we can get to. But I want to address something that the gentleman said in the video. He said it's illegal to have a registry, and there's a big fine and all this stuff. But we've seen people who have registered their firearms be listed pretty much like sex offenders. Mm-hmm. And now we have the article. This is a throwback from back in 2013, the First Amendment versus the Second Amendment, and why a New York paper had every right. They had every right, David, to publish the names and addresses of local gun owners.
Yeah.
So you see, if you do go into the registry, if you go through the paperwork and all this stuff, they can come and publish your name, your address, you know, what type of firearm you have, and tell the thieves or any would-be attackers that you live here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what people are concerned about. If you have all your information in this big registry, it can be used against you in a very negative way.
Absolutely. And we know that gun confiscation can easily follow gun registration. That's one of the things that concerns everybody. And you and I were at that rally at the mm-hmm. state capitol when we had a local official saying to somebody who was holding up a sign about confiscating guns, he says, don't worry, we're not coming after them, but we're going to make that sign come true. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jakari Jackson.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise, 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating, bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs, custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me is Jakari Jackson. Of course, Jakari and I are typically on the nightly news. If you're not a subscriber to Prison Planet TV, if you're not supporting our operation, we'd ask you to please consider doing that. One subscription, and it works out to just pennies a day. If you get an annual subscription, you can share that with 20 people, and they can watch the nightly news every night as it happens, as well as having access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries, all the past broadcasts. And again, that's where Jakari normally is. That's where I normally am. Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, Joe Biggs, all of us, you'll find us there. Rob Dew, we all typically work on the nightly news, and that's one way that you can support our operation. Now, we've been talking about the Second Amendment issues. We played a video from the Alamo Open Carry Rally. We talked about how there's been some movement, some victories in Texas because of that, incrementally taking back our freedoms. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the other issues that have just come up. Of course, you were talking about the shooter in Garland. Where did he get his gun, Jakari?
Well, he got it from Fast and Furious. Lo and behold,
isn't that interesting?
Now, when they talk about Operation Gun Runner going on with the guns that went to Mexico via courtesy of the ATF, there's a gun shop that's mentioned in this article, which it is correct to say that he did purchase it as a straw purchase, but the gun shop was encouraged to do so by the ATF. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they go and they say, it'd really be swell if you guys give them. He's like, well, I don't really know about that. But they wanted this to happen so they could track these guns to the Sinaloa gun cartel or drug cartel. But as we all know, even if they do track these guns, how many innocent people are going to be killed in the meantime?
Yeah.
And of course, nobody gets in trouble. I think it was Lanny Brewer, the assistant attorney general, is the only person who actually got in trouble, even though the official attorney general, Eric Holder, knew about it. He was getting frequent emails, and it's just very difficult for me to believe that at no point in time did he actually know this was going on.
Of course he didn't. Of course he didn't, Jakari. They don't know of any wrongdoing. And even when they find out about wrongdoing, they don't prosecute it as well. And of course, this whole thing blew up in their face because we had a federal agent get killed. Nobody cared about all the Mexicans that got killed. Yeah, because of the putting the guns in the hands of the Sinaloa cartel, the same guy, El Chapo, that we've had so much discussion about because he bought his way out of prison. But of course, Jakari, I believe that Fast and Furious, the New York Times even reported that it was a false flag attack to take away our gun rights. I believe that was done in support of the UN Arms Trade Treaty, because the key part of that UN Arms Trade Treaty was that it was going to prohibit armed transfers across borders. So what do they do to prime the pump for this legislation? But they set up a pat thing to get people all upset about arms crossing across the borders.
That's right.
And then the solution that they have for that is to register and track everything in this country. And it gets the UN in charge of gun ownership, just like the UN set up the agenda for drug prohibition.
And even after Fast and Furious, you can go back and see those clips on YouTube of the president, I think he was speaking in Mexico, saying that the reason for the Mexican drug or gun violence is because they had so many guns coming from the United States, completely omitting the fact that they got them from the United States government.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so they did this thing, it blew up in their face, and I'm also convinced, because we've looked at a lot of the suspicious aspects of this shooter, the Batman shooter in Aurora, mm-hmm. California. That happened exactly 1 week to the day before they were going to have their vote. And I think that that was a false flag attack on top of the other false flag attack to get this UN Arms Trade Treaty through. I'm absolutely convinced of that. They still didn't get any traction with that because people started arming themselves rather mm-hmm. than running around like chickens with their head cut off about the fact that somebody had a gun. They said, well, you know, it was a gun-free zone. We don't want to be caught without something to defend ourselves.
And as we talk about this, David, you touched on it the other day as well, they're now going to charge the person at the recruitment office for having a pistol on them, a way to defend themselves. So you go out there, you fight for your country, you fight for your rights, and you come back, you can't even defend yourself.
Absolutely outrageous. We're going to talk about that more, as well as some other articles with Jakari Jackson. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Waging war on corruption.